We are Transformation Church, where we represent God to the lost and found for transformation in Christ. Today's message is on release, where we are letting go of the things that hold us back and releasing every promise God has given us. We hope this podcast blesses you and leads you to a transformed life.
Well, I have a word today for you. Is anybody excited about what God's gonna say today? Okay. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. We love you. Let me give you some instructions real quick. I'm about to be really loud and really wild, okay? Because I get excited about the Word of God. It's the thing that changed my life and took me from being somebody who was really not that good of a person to somebody who's really on fire from God. And so, like, I'm sweating because I was in praise and worship, and I do have four layers on. But I was in praise and worship, thanking God. I was in the back praising God because I know what this Word is about to do for you. So I want you to get ready to receive today. And I want everybody who's watching, do y'all know that this service happens 5 times every day? Can we shout out our 1 o'clock service, our 4 o'clock service? I need y'all to do better than that. Our 6 o'clock service and Transformation Nation, we love you. Y'all, there are thousands of people right now watching what God is doing. And I believe it's because He's told us that He wants to do something amazing in this year. 2019 is the year of release. Everybody shout at me, release. Release. No. Say it like you believe it. Say release. Release. God told us that this is the year that we were gonna walk in release. And when God gives us a word as a church, we don't just play like, okay, God gives words. Like, we take that thing to heart. We speak it. We believe it. We write it on stuff like hoodies. We do all kinds of stuff because we wanna remind ourselves of the Word of God. And I'm telling you, when the enemy tried to come and tempt Jesus, do you know the only defeat that he had to fight the enemy is when he said, I'll make you this and do this. What did Jesus always say? It is written. He reminded the enemy of the word that was spoken. And so I want you to know that this year, as God's releasing us, we are going to remind God. When you feel bound, you're going to say, this is the year of release. When you're feeling downtrodden and broken and depressed, you're going to say, no. This is the year of y'all better help me this morning. I'm already hype. Let me calm down. Okay? So this is what God told me. As I went to pray, I want you to refer back to last week's message, but I need to give you the foundation of it. God said 2019 would be the release from. Everybody say the release from. He said this was going to be the release from the place of bondage. And I don't know what your bondage is. And we may not have the same things, but there may be habits and hobbies and generational things that have been keeping us in bondage. But this is the year of release. He said he's going to release us from the place of bondage. And then he said he's going to release us of. Everybody say of. He's going to release us of the perspective of bondage. Because so many people, God delivers us from the place, but we still carry the mindset into a new place. Like, he'll release us from perversion, but we'll still have the thoughts that are perverted. He'll release us from poverty, but we're over here not poor no more, but still thinking in lack. And God said, this is the year that I need to transform your thoughts because I've brought you out of Egypt, but Egypt has not come out of you yet. But this is the year of release. I'm telling somebody, this is the hope that you've been needing. It's been cycles of depression, cycles of low self-esteem, cycles of hopelessness. But God is saying that this is your year. Somebody say my year. My year. You don't even say it like you believe it. Somebody say this is my year. Of release. Okay? And then he said the last thing, and this is one of my favorite. He said, Michael, I'm releasing my people, my children, my babies into the promise of the blessing. So God wants to release us from the place of bondage, release us of the perspective of bondage, but he wants to release us, everybody say, into the place of blessing. And this is what God is going to do in this year if you would have the faith to believe it. Because I know some of y'all are like, did you just make that up, Pastor Mike? Did you just come up with release because it was a good word and you want to say this? Check the record. For the past 3 years, when God gave us a word and we stood in faith in that word, God did everything he promised. I'm talking about he did more than we could imagine. And I'm telling you that the bondage, the ties that you've been in, the things that have held you down, God said that I'm stepping in, and this is going to be the year, shout it with me, of release. So now as we come into that, God said, that's my part. I'm going to release this year. This is the year of release. So I started studying releases. And I started, you know, I'm kind of a Google nerd, and I start just typing in stuff of releases. And God showed me a picture, and then he told me what my job was today. And so I have one job today, because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about right now, but I got to obey God. We're actually extending the series one more week because he's downloading so much about what he wants to release in our life. And this week, my main objective is before we go further, to let you know the difference between a release date and a reveal date. There's a difference between a release date and a reveal date. Let me ask you this. How many people have an iPhone right now? Just lift your hands right now. You're going to heaven. Amen. You're going to heaven. People with Androids is mad. Okay. Anyway. All right. Let me ask this question. How many people had the first generation iPhone? Like first generation. Okay. Y'all are nerds like me. God bless you. Okay. I remember watching a keynote presentation January 9th, 2007. And it was Steve Jobs, and he stood on this stage and he said that I'm going to show you the future of phones. Because up until then, we had these things that they called smartphones, but they really wasn't as smart. Does anybody remember the Nokia phone? You understand? Playing Snake. How many people had the Razor? Everybody, you thought you was doing something with the Razor. Flip phones and all this. All the millennials are like, what? but when Steve Jobs came and he presented us with the iPhone, it was the reveal of something brand new. But it's crazy that they revealed this on January 9th, 2007. And then about a month later at the 79th Academy Awards, they paid a lot of money to take out one commercial because they wanted to reveal it to the world. They knew a lot of people would be watching the Academy Awards. And so they revealed the iPhone to the world about a month later. But it was not until June 29th, 2007, that the iPhone was released. So there was a reveal, but it took time before there was a release. And I started to think about this, is that as you see on the screen, this is the release date of the iPhone, and people are camped out outside doing one thing, waiting. They're waiting because they got a vision that was revealed, but it took time before it was released. I'm about to preach this thing today. And the problem with our generation and our prayers is that the moment God reveals it, we want it to be released. And so we get frustrated and we'll give God 1 week to change my relationship problem. Fix my family this month. And what we want to do is we've had 20 years of addictions, and God says you're going to be released from it, and he reveals the vision to you. But if it doesn't happen in 3 months, we feel like God's never going to release us of it. This is the year of release, not the day of release. not the week of release, not the series of release. That's why I said God gave us this word for the entire year. He's not trying to tell us some of the things that we are working on and he is working in us and working out of us are going to take longer than one prayer at the altar. It's going to take a transformation of our life, us turning, repenting, and walking a different way, getting into community like the Belong Group and changing, because God is going to show us a vision of our marriage whole, of us walking out of insecurities and being confident in who God's created us to be, of us walking free of depression. That is the reveal. But you have to patiently wait on the release. And I got to make a confession to you. Your pastor has an issue. And we are a hot church, humble, open, and transparent. So I'm going to tell you my issue today. And if you judge me, Tupac, only God can judge me. Okay? I have a shoe problem. Okay? My name is Michael. I have a shoe problem. Okay? I like sneakers. I like tennis shoes. I'm a sneakerhead. And so what that means is that when new tennis shoes come out, I'm like, oh. Some of y'all like cars. Some of y'all like coffee. I like tennis shoes, okay? And I wanted to share with you some of my favorite tennis shoes right now. So I'm going to show you some of these. These are some of my favorite tennis shoes right now. These were a gift to me. These are shoes that Kanye West, Apostle Kanye, I'm believing for his Saul to Paul conversion. You better have faith with me. I'm believing. But he made these, and these are called the Yeezy Boost 700 Wave Runners. I love these shoes. I can literally throw them on with anything, and I'm cool. But these shoes, I want you to know that they're sitting here right now, but they were released August 12th, 2017. Okay? And then these are probably my favorite. My favorite Jordans ever are the Jordan 11s. And these Jordans, somebody's clapping because you're in the spirit. These Jordans are called the Retro 11s, and they are the cap and gown edition. And they released these this past year on May 6th because they're so cute, you can wear them with a suit. Look how beautiful those are. And they're I call them my Darth Vader shoes. Like when I want to just kick the enemy, I put those on. But they were released. Everybody say release. May 26, 2018. Let me show you these. One of my other friends got me these. I got some really good friends. They got me these. These are what you call off-white and Nike collaboration. Virgil Abloh is a designer, and Nike got together, and they made these. And these are some of my favorite trailblazers. And they were released. Everybody say released. They were released October 3rd, 2018. And let me show you my favorite ones right now. Don't judge me. Let me show you my favorite ones. I wore these last week, and I almost didn't know what to do with myself. These are made by a guy named Jerry Lorenzo, who has a company called Fear of God, and him and Nike got together and made the Air Fear of God ones. And these are my favorite. By the way, Jerry, if you're watching, I want to be the first pastor sponsored by Nike. God bless you. Oh, you don't have faith? I had to release that into the air right now. Jerry, hit me. Anyway, watch what happens. But these were, everybody say released. Release. These were released December 15th, 2018. Now, the crazy thing about this is nobody can go to any store in Tulsa right now and buy any of these shoes. Like these shoes were released, and as soon as they were released, they were gone, okay? What I found out is that the release of these shoes was not the first time I saw them. I saw the reveal of these shoes months, even years, before they ever were released. And the reveal of the shoe was to give me a vision of what I wanted. And see, when I get a vision, it should make me start preparing. When I had an inkling of how much they was going to cost, I was putting my coins away. When it made me start evaluating, I gave away some shoes in preparation for what I had seen, because I knew one day it would be released. And what's happening is so many believers get a vision from God, especially in a time like we're in right now of praying and fasting. And we get visions of God doing the things that nobody could do in our life. But we will not wait for the release. And the thing about it is, I need you to know this. At the moment that all of these shoes showed up on the internet, the moment they were revealed, people started making counterfeits. And see, for everybody who couldn't wait on the release, they started buying replicas. And so they got a vision of it, and somebody presented a counterfeit, and it was cheaper, and it was available. Ooh. And it was ready for consumption, but it would not have the quality and the longevity of what would be released. It would be a temporary fix that we would hope people would see wasn't the real thing. And God began to speak to me. He said, Michael, so many people, I've revealed to them their future. I've revealed to them pieces of what I want to do. I revealed to them that their family would be saved. I revealed to them that they wouldn't always be in depression. I revealed to them that they are not broke, but they are in preparation for the thing that I've called them to manage. I revealed it to them, but they stop. And they don't just not wait for the release. They settle for the replica. And many of us have gone into relationship with replicas. God said you would be married, but you settled for Bobo, who came up right after God gave you a word. He gave you the vision, but you didn't wait on him. God told you you would own the business, so you went out and took out the loan that you weren't supposed to take out, and God was going to bring you a business partner to partner with you, but you settled for the replica. And God said, I need you to tell my people that this is the year of release. What I said, I'm gonna do. But do not get impatient and settle for the replica. And I know it's hard, because the replica, if I step out and I'm the first one with the replica, nobody will even know if it's fake, because the real thing hasn't come yet. So for a season of time, I can act like this is the relationship God has for me. For a season, I can act like this is God wanted me to move to this city. But when the release date comes and the real thing is presented to you, you will be able to see the difference very quickly, but between the real thing and the replica. And I know. I know everybody in there has different things that they've settled for, but I need us to know this one principle. Write it down. The requirement from reveal to release is time. Everybody say time. Some of y'all just cussed. That was a four-letter word for you. It's gonna take time. I counsel more people who tried God for 3 days. Like you gave the world 10 years to build up the dysfunction you have in your life. And you give God 10 days to change the whole trajectory. And this is where I'm asking you. My only assignment is to let you know that there is never a reveal that doesn't have stamped to it a release. So if God is showing it to you, it's gonna happen. Somebody say it's gonna happen. No. Say it like you mean it. It's gonna happen. It's going to happen, but you cannot stop in the middle of the plan that God is working. See, the thing about this is, I don't know from the reveal to the release what's working in the background. I don't know if they're still trying to figure out the exact leather so that it looks like what it looked like in the head. They don't know. I'm telling you that there is so much that God is trying to do on the inside of us. When he reveals it to us in a vision, before he releases us, and I just don't want anybody in this room to settle for the replica. So, Pastor Mike, give me some word for that. I'm glad that you ask. Go to Genesis 12, and we're going to look at Abraham, because my question is for everybody in this room, will you wait on God? Will you? See, because Abraham had a reveal. Everybody say reveal. His reveal, when God gave him a vision, happened in Genesis 12. Look at it, verse 1. It says, the Lord had said to Abraham. Who said it? Who said it? That's why we have to get in his face, be in his presence, make time for him, because he will speak if we will listen. He said, the Lord said to Abraham, leave your native country, leave all your relatives, leave your father's house. He was telling them to leave your comfortability. And he said, and go to the land that I will show you. There's so much to preach there, but I can't. I will make you into a great nation. This is the reveal. This is the vision he's given him. He said, I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Everybody say reveal.
Reveal.
Abraham, How was he going to bless all of the nations through him? At this moment, Abraham didn't have nothing. Abraham wasn't in a place where what God was saying was lining up with what he was experiencing. That's what vision is for. Vision is to counteract your current situation. Vision will never line up with what you're seeing. It's the thing that's supposed to pull your faith to where God is taking you. And so when you look around in a desert and God says, I see springs coming up, I see something out of nothing, that's the vision you have to hold on to. But what do most of us do? We do what Abraham starts to do. We start to tell God what's happening instead of reminding God of what he said. And see, this is why I love God, because he's so gracious and merciful. Like when we get dumb and we have Christian amnesia, he comes back to us and gives us another piece of the vision. See, in Genesis 12, he gave him the reveal, but he said he didn't get it yet. So I'm going to revisit him and give him another reveal in Genesis 13, verse 15. He says, I am giving you this land, boy, as far as you can see, to you and your descendants. Now, let me stop right there. He had no kids at this moment. See, how can I have a descendant and I'm barren? God said, I'm not looking at your barrenness. I'm looking at my fruitfulness and my faithfulness. And God will speak in the middle of situations that do not look right. And he will speak to what it will be. He said, I'm giving this to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. And I will, he said, let me go, let me just tell you, because you're not believing me. I will give you so many descendants. It'll be like the dust of the earth. They can't be counted. Go. No, this is what I want you, because you don't believe me, huh? Go and walk through the land in every direction, north, south, east, and west. Just take a lap. For I am giving it to you. What happens when God says, just walk in any direction? It's yours. You want the business? Walk in that direction. It's yours. I'm revealing to you. You want your family healed? Call it out every day. It's yours. You want, he said, I'm giving this to you. He's revealing it to him right now. Write this point down. The reveal is a vision from God. And I know that's very simple, but I want you to know when God gives you a vision, he tells us what to do with it. He says, write it down and make it plain. That's when it actually becomes vision. And some of y'all are so concerned about it being some essay or some full plan. God tells us he doesn't ever give us the full plan. He gives us parts of it. He gives us pieces of it because he wants us to walk by faith and not by. So if you got the plan, you'd be like, cool, you wouldn't even talk to God no more if you got the full plan. You would just run with what he said. He said, but I don't want you to do this without me. So I'm going to give you a piece. I'm going to give you turn by turn instructions. I'm going to tell you to move here. And you're going to say, well, where's my job? And you move there. And then he's going to say, there's your job. And then you'll say, but what about my this? And he's going to say, and what about the this? Here it is. He said, because he wants us to walk by faith. And so I want you to realize God never gives you a vision for it not to come to pass. The reveal is so that you know there is a vision for God. God has a purpose for you. There is more than what you've seen. You are not supposed to die here. You are not supposed to give up right here. You are not supposed to throw in the towel and say, well, I guess this is what God has for me. This is the year of release. And this is why I love God. Because even when we start complaining, he's still faithful to show us his vision. Look at it. Genesis chapter 15. This is after he's already revealed to him what he wants to do twice. He's so good. He said, sometime later. What's the middle of that word? Sometime. Okay? Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision. It's so plain. And he said to him, do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you. And your reward will be great. I came to tell you, do not be afraid, your name. God is going to protect you, and he is going to reward you greatly. I want you to say your name right there. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Some of y'all just sitting there with your mouth closed. I'm telling you to say it. Do not be afraid. Because fear of failure has been some of the bondage that many of you have been tied to. Well, what if I lose this? And what if I lose that? And what if God doesn't come through? And my God said he's the supplier of every one of our needs. You either believe the word or you don't. And he's telling you today, do not be afraid. He said, for I'll protect you. What happened when God is your bodyguard? Like, what kind of swag do you walk with when God goes before you? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like if God be for you, all I'm saying to you right here is he said, I'll protect you and your reward will be great. But some of y'all got that Abraham spirit. Look at it. Look what he did. But oh, sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make Eleazar of Damascus a servant in my household. He will inherit my wealth. You have given me no descendants. You didn't do what you said. You didn't heal my sickness. You didn't fulfill the promise. You didn't bring me out of poverty. So I'll just make what I see work. I'll just make what I see work. Look at verse 4. Then the Lord said to him, I love this. No. No. You know when somebody answers the question like, no. Like, this is what I imagine. He said, no, your servant will not be the heir, for you will. Everybody say, I will.
I will.
Woo! He said, you will have a son of your own, and he will be your heir. Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, he's giving him the reveal again. Look up into the sky. I'm going to give you something. God's just clowning. I want to give you something to remember my word by. Look up. Count the stars. And then he gets a little ornery. If you can. Look, that's what it say, don't it? Count the stars if you can. He know it's impossible. He said, that's how many descendants you will have. And this is where everything switched up for Abram, because God had to reveal his vision to him three times before he did this thing. Look at verse 6. And Abram believed. He believed the Lord. And the Lord counted him righteous because of his faith. What I'm trying to tell you right now is a lot of you think that I'm just up here blowing smoke. And all I'm trying to do is encourage your faith so that you can believe. That if you do not believe, you cancel out, you nullify the promise of God. If you do not bring faith to the equation, you are sitting there like, God, do a magic trick. And he said, I am not Houdini. I am the God on high. And I never do anything without your participation. So I will reveal the vision, but you got to supply the faith. And that's why I need to write this point. I need you to write this point down. The reveal must be met with faith. The reason why God's continued to show something and it hasn't come to pass is because most of us meet his vision with our doubt. We meet what he wants to do with all the reasons why it can't happen. We use our weapon to shoot holes in the plan that God is telling you he gonna do. You ain't even got to do it. You just got to believe it. You don't have to have a money qualification. You do not have to have an education qualification. He said, I do not call people who are qualified. I qualify people who answered the call. I'm looking around the whole earth trying to see if I can find one person that will believe me and have faith to see it happen. Somebody say, I have the faith. Hebrews 11:6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Like all I'm telling you is that it's really a lot less complicated than we make it. Like it really is all about, if God said it, I can't see it. I don't feel it. Honestly, this is uncomfortable. Just out here believing God. Just out here trusting him. Just out here. And he said, all I need you to, that's all, that's it. I just needed you to believe. I needed you to have the faith to believe me, because those who come to me, anyone who comes to me, must believe is what the word says. Put Hebrews 11:6 back up there. They got to see this. It said, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely, another translation says, diligently seek him. Amen. That's why we're on this fast. That's not why we're coming to God and saying, God, fix everything and running to work. That's why every day we're pushing away our plate, pushing away social media, pushing away things, because we're seeking God, because I know you're going to reward the seek. I'm not praying just to be praying. I don't want no religious experience. I don't want to waste spit. Like, I want you to move in my life, and I have to remind myself of the word, because sometimes it gets dark and sometimes it gets bleak and sometimes it doesn't look like it, and sometimes I look at my son who's 3 years old and has not said a word yet, and I look at him and I say, God, have you forgotten me? He said, no, son, you have to remember that the reveal date that I showed you, that he would be talking, that he would be declaring the word of the Lord, that is connected to a release date. Woo! And my mission is to stay in faith, to believe God, to remind myself of the word. MJ, you will live and not die. You will speak and declare the work of the Lord. This ain't gotta hype you up, but my faith is fixed. My faith is fixed that the reveal, the vision is connected to a release date. And I know that's my family acting crazy up here, because we're standing and believing. What God said will come to pass. And I know you don't need nothing that bad, but some of us can't make it without God. Some of us know that the only solution will be what God can do. And that's why I just got to supply faith to it. When God shows you a picture, when he gives you the vision, it should motivate you. It shouldn't make you fearful. It should give you a picture like, okay, it's going to happen. I don't know the time, but I know God. Let me write this point down. The release will. Everybody make that big and capital. The release will follow the reveal. God did not give me and give you the vision for it not to come to pass. See, this is the beautiful thing. It was Genesis 12 where God started talking to Abraham about the reveal. I'm going to make you a man that has great descendants. Look up into the sky. I mean, he's giving him the reveal. Abraham 75 when he reveals his vision to him. Put a pin in that. I don't care how old you are. The promise of God has no expiration date on it. Some of y'all have been ready to retire, and God sent me to tell you that it's time to refire. He is not done with you. Yeah, I don't care how old you are. God used Abraham and started to reveal his vision to him at 75 years old. But it's not until Genesis 21 that he fulfills the release date. Look at it, Genesis 21, the birth of Isaac. The Lord kept his word. The Lord kept his word. The Lord, thank you, Lord. He kept his word. And he did for Sarah exactly what he promised. She became pregnant and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. He was dusty. Abraham's was dusty and Sarah's womb was Similac. It was just powder. Do you hear what I'm saying? But God does not care how barren the situation is. He is one that can bring up anything. Okay? This happened. Don't miss this last word. This happened at just the time. Every reveal has stamped on it a time when it will be released. Every time they revealed these shoes, when Steve Jobs revealed the iPhone, he knew when the release date was. I'm here to tell you that every time God gives you a vision, it has a release date attached to it. Our job is to bring faith to it and wait patiently, faithfully, steadfast, focused not on our situation, but on the God who controls the situation, and wait for the release date. See, the problem is we talk about Abraham being a mighty man of faith, the father of our faith. Father Abraham had many sons, had many sons. Father Abraham. Okay, cool, cool, cool. And I am one of them. Okay, cool. And so are you. All right. So let's praise the Lord. Right. Okay, some of y'all went to children's church like me. Okay. All right. But they talk about him being the father of many nations, but they don't talk about when he didn't wait on God. He revealed it in Genesis 12. He released it in Genesis 21. And some of y'all are like, okay, 12 to 21, that's not that many chapters. That'll take about 30 minutes to read. It's 25 years between the reveal and the release. He's 75 when God shows him the vision. He's 100 when God releases it to him. So Abraham done what many of us did. We saw the reveal of what God was going to do, but we couldn't wait on him. So we settled for the replica. Oh, y'all don't believe me? Genesis 16. Abraham and his wife Sarah thought that God forgot about them. And so they said, let's take matters into our own hand. Let's try to make God's plan happen with our ability. So yeah, Abraham, my womb is dusty and ain't nothing growing up in there. I have this young maidservant named Hagar. She's an Egyptian. Why don't we try to make what God, why don't we go outside of God and try to make what he wants happen? And let you sleep with her. And Abraham, like, if you say so, I just want to be a faithful husband. You know, if this is what you're saying. Can somebody record this? This is what she said, all right? And he sleeps with Hagar, and they have a son. Let me prove it to you, okay? This is Genesis 16, verse 15. It says, so Hagar gave Abraham a son, and Abram named him Ishmael. Abraham was 86 years old when Ishmael was born. He created a replica 14 years before the release. All I'm saying to you is the title of my message. I didn't give it to you until right now. This is the title right now, my last point. Don't settle for the replica. Wait for the release. I know it's hard. I know it's frustrating because you don't know what time it's coming. But that's where we don't give up. but we trusted God, because if he revealed it to it, I promise he's going to release it to us. My Bible says in Philippians 1:6, it says, and I am certain, I am confident in this, that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it's finally finished, or until it is released. All I'm telling you today is that the replica will never be able to compare to what God really wants to release. You know, the funny thing is, this whole service, I told you, for everybody that could see my shoes, that these are my favorite Jordans ever made, the cap and gowns. But I had them on. And I know some of you, I saw some of you sneakerheads, like, why does he have those? Because these are replicas. These shoes right here are the knockoff versions of these shoes. I was able to get these 6 months before these came out. I was able to walk around with people and they thought I had something before it had even come out, because I felt like maybe I wouldn't be able to get these. So I took matters into my own hand and I settled for the counterfeit. When God was gonna put it on somebody's heart, I didn't pay for these. Somebody from Atlanta sent them to my doorstep. No, I can't make this stuff up. I said, how much do I owe you? He said, God told me to bless you with these. That the $280 that you would have had to spend retail and the $500 you would have to spend aftermarket, I wasn't even going to require you to pay for them. But you thought I forgot about you. And you spent your own money on something that is poorer quality. You spent your own resource on something that couldn't even pass inspection if the Creator came to look at them. All I'm telling you today is there are too many of us that have not patiently waited on God. And we're trying to convince people that the replica is the real thing, that we really have joy, but we're faking that we're happy smoking weed, but we're really looking for the peace that comes from the Prince of Peace, that we're really trying to be everything that God has called us to be, but we won't wait on the release. Today, so many of you, your faith looks like this. A counterfeit. And you know the crazy thing is, most of you would have never ever known that these were counterfeit because it was surrounded by the real thing. And that's why so many people try to get around people who know God. But there's somewhere in the Bible that he said they called on me like they knew me, but they denied the very power of who I was. Many of us have not let God change us from the counterfeit to the real thing. But what God's saying today is, I want you to release the counterfeit and I want you to pick up the real thing. It feels different. It's tailor-made for you. It will last, and God will get the glory because your reveal date is attached to a release date. Will somebody with faith give God a shout of praise in this building? Oh, come on, if you're gonna wait on the release, if you're not gonna settle for the counterfeit. Let me help you. So how, Pastor Mike, how? Sit down, I got one more point. I ain't really got a point, I just wanna give you how. Okay, one scripture, Romans 12:12. One scripture, okay? It says, rejoice in our confident hope. Who is our confident hope? I said, who is our confident hope? Jesus. Who is our confident hope? Jesus. So So I'm going to rejoice. That means I have to be reminded. I'm going to get joy again. It's going to be a rejoicing. I know what it looks like, but I'm going to rejoice in what God has said. I'm going to renew my faith in what God has told me. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. And when I begin to rejoice in my confident hope, yeah, I don't see it right now. I know you revealed it to me, but you haven't released it to me. I got to remind myself of the word of God and rejoice in that. And then look what it says, because this is the place where most of us get messed up. Be patient in trouble. So it's when I don't feel it, when I'm uncomfortable, that's when I start going for the counterfeits. I'm lonely, so I'm going to take this relationship that I know is only about sex. Instead of waiting on the man or the woman of God that he called me to be with, because I'm lonely, so I'm in trouble. So now I try to go to the counterfeit. Come on. But what he's telling us to do, you can apply that to any area of your life. He's saying, be patient. I'm coming through. I want you to be patient in trouble. He said, because I'm the Prince of Peace, I will help you walk this thing out. And then he gives you one more instruction in this one scripture. And he says, keep on praying. Like, keep on praying. Say that with me, everybody. Keep on praying. When life is crazy, keep on praying. Had an unexpected baby. Keep on praying. My wife is gone. Keep on praying. My hormones on. Keep on praying. I lost the fight. Keep on praying. I can't sleep at night, but keep praying. I'm on the edge, keep I'm trusting what you said, keep. Oh, okay, no, stop. But somebody's gonna have the resolve that I'm gonna keep on praying. Everybody say keep on praying. When it gets too hard, keep. Hey, I trust you, God. Okay. Hey, all I'm telling you, it's going to be a cycle. That in this, I'm going to rejoice in Jesus. I'm going to be patient and wait in trouble. And I'm going to keep on praying. Even when I'm hurt. Oh, I don't want to flirt, but my money's gone. If you're going to keep on praying, if you're going to wait on the release and not settle for the replica, will you give God some praise in this building? Oh, come on. We will stay and wait on the Lord and not give up and wait for the a shout of faith in this building. Hands lifted all over this place. Father, I'm praying that you will give us the stamina. You will give us the faith. You will give us the faithfulness to keep on praying. Even as we're in this fast, even as we're bringing things to you where it looks dry and barren right now, I thank you, Father, that you're revealing to us the vision you have for our life, the vision of us whole, the vision of us happy, the vision of us walking in wealth and blessing others, the vision, Father, of us healed, the vision of us not isolated and lonely, the vision of us going to the destination you've called us to. But Father, let us wait on the release. This is not the day of release or the month of release. This is the year of release. So whenever you want to do it, we're ready. Come on, somebody say, I'm ready, God. If it's next week, if it's tomorrow, if it's December 31st, we will trust your word, believe in you, and we are ready for the release. If you're not going to settle for the replica and you're going to wait on the release, give God a shout of praise in this building. Oh, come on, Transformation Church. Come on, 1 o'clock. Come on, 4 o'clock. Come on, 6 o'clock. Come on, Transformation Nation. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of God. do not want to miss 1 week of this series. But I'm telling you, this is going to set the pace for this year. And many of you need that pace to be set right now. If you have never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, today, you should release control. You've been on the driving wheel, and God said, I'm a much better chauffeur than you. Put me in the driver's seat. I'll take you to the destination you want to go to. But that takes you releasing, letting, giving God permission. And so today, would you please just close your eyes and bow your head? This is not a religious thing. This is so you can focus. I want you to focus on your relationship with God. If God is far away from you, and literally it feels like he's a big guy upstairs and he's working on other people's behalf, and you want him to come be close to you, it doesn't matter about your habits. If you get in right relationship with him and you give your heart to God, he said, just give me your heart, I'll help you change your habits. Today, we're going to pray as a family. Nobody prays alone at Transformation Church. But today, we're going to pray for the benefit of those who are coming to Christ. I want everybody to say this prayer out loud. Say, God, thank you for sending Jesus just for me. I believe he lived and he died for my sins, for my mess ups, for my mistakes. And today, I release control and I give it to you. Come into my life. Change me. Renew me. Transform me. I'm yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, listen. This is why this church exists. To see people be transformed in Christ. And in the last service, we had people be transformed in Christ. And I believe there's people in this service that really meant that prayer. And today starts a brand new journey with you and God. Listen, we want to celebrate with you. If you made that decision on the count of three, I want you to shoot your hand up in the air. I don't want you to care who's sitting next to you, who's behind you, because they will not stand with you when you stand before the King. And I want you to let everybody know. And this is what happens. It says that God stops the praise party in heaven and says, somebody at Transformation Church, just let me be in control. And all of heaven, all the angels, they start to praise if one person comes to God. So we're not going to let heaven have a party and we don't join in. So on the count of three, I want you to lift your hand, and your family is going to rejoice and celebrate, because today is the start of not a perfect life, but a progressing life. And God is so proud of you. One, you have made the best decision in your life. Two, we are proud of you, and so is God. Three, if you made the decision for Jesus in this place, I see hands over here.
If God is transforming your life through this ministry, join us in reaching others by partnering with us today. You can give through our TC app or at transformchurch.us/give. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this. Now go and live a transformed life.